following is a presentation of the Michigan Sports Network.
It's a Motor City Monday on the Huge Show across Michigan, presented by your Detroit Tigers. Make sure you text Tigers to 21,000 for your chance to win a pair of tickets each and every week through the end of May. Just text Tigers to 21,000 one time, and you'll be in the weekly drawings through May. And also, if you want to save 15% on select game tickets in April and May, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show. It is a Motor City Monday, presented by the Detroit Tigers on the Michigan Sports Network.
Are you ready for huge opinions on the Lions, Tigers, Wings, Pistons, Michigan, MSU, and every sports team in the state of Michigan? It's time for The Huge Show. From the east side to the west side to the UP, The Huge Show is on air statewide on the Michigan Sports Network. Voice your huge opinions now at 1-866-838-HUGE. That's 1-866-838-4843. Now, the huge one, Bill Simonson.
What's up, Michigan? It is time for another hour on the only syndicated statewide afternoon sports radio show, 19 stations strong. For the one close to you, go to thehugeshow.net. Also, you can listen to the free stream there weekdays at 3. And on the iHeart app, search The Huge Show, and you can listen anywhere in the world where you get mobile service. Inside this hour, Jeff Risden from Lions Wire, Draft Wire, one of our Lions NFL insiders. He just spent almost a full week down in Detroit covering the draft for Lions Wire and Draft Wire, part of the USA Today network. And we'll get to the Lions class. We'll talk about all the storylines from the draft. If you have a Lions or NFL draft comment, you can drop it on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21,000. That's HUGE to 21,000. But before we get to the breakdown on the Lions 2024 draft class, Penix Jr. going to join Cousins in Atlanta, which was the first big story of the draft on Thursday night. Yeah, I know. Who knows? Kirk Cousins, are you thinking they're going to have me for 1 year and dump me? I don't know. Who knows? But what we witnessed, and I was down there Thursday for our 3-1-3 NFL first round draft bash. Like I said, you were there all week. What the TV pictures showed us, what we saw in person, what we witnessed all weekend long, an NFL attendance record for a draft that was shattered based on what they did down in Nashville. It was an unbelievable showcase for the city of Detroit, state of Michigan, Lions franchise, and the Lions fan base. It was amazing.
It really was. And I'm glad you were leading with that, because they deserve their credit for it. 775,000 people, and quite frankly, it felt like that many were there Thursday. It was crazy Thursday. I first got down there on Thursday about 11 a.m. because I wanted to see, you know, the fans and people getting in. And there were just people streaming down Woodward and coming in from whatever they call Joe now, like a Huntington Place, I think it is. But like just seas of people descending.
That's the old Cobo Arena, Huntington Place.
Yes. Thank you. That's it. I should know that. My daughter plays volleyball there a lot. But and the thing is, the thing that I loved about it was you would see Lions fans and Packers fans and Vikings fans and Bears fans hanging out together, taking pictures with each other. Like it's everybody's optimistic about it. Like, yeah, we're rivals and yeah, I'm going to hate you Sunday, but right now we're all here to have a good time and do the same thing. And like the crowd was they did a very good job of self-control. But I'll say another thing. I'm not someone who likes the big like events like that. Like I generally stay away from those because I don't always feel safe. I felt perfectly safe down there. Like I think the Detroit Police Department deserves a ton of credit.
Michigan State Police, Michigan State Wayne Police County Sheriff.
I will give Mayor Mike Duggan a lot of credit. I think he did a very good job of preparing the city for
and
it.
And Gretchen Whitmer, between the boos and the cheers, which kind of greet every politician, right?
Yeah, that's unavoidable. But yeah, it was interesting to see the reaction to her from the people that weren't from Michigan. They're like, y'all don't like her, do you? Like, we'll just move on.
It's not about politics. It's about the NFL this weekend. And she wore the 48 hours jacket and the buffs, too.
Yep. And we're going to see, you know, have you seen, by the way, the Jared Goff trailer for the next Beverly Hills Cop?
Jared Goff trailer?
Yeah.
Is he in the movie?
I don't know if he's in the movie, but he kind of like it was very well done.
So Jared Goff is replacing Nick Nolte with Eddie Murphy in 48 hours too. That would be awesome.
It's something else. It's worth checking out. I think you can find it on. I think it's on TikTok, which I think is still legal. I don't know. I don't know.
Right now it is, depending on what side of the political aisle you're on.
As I was telling producer Brett when I came in, I have not watched any news or anything other than football in a week. So I like. You know, Florida could have fallen into the sea and I wouldn't know it.
It did. Georgia now's the new Miami.
So, regardless of your political persuasion, you have to be very impressed with how the city of Detroit handled a massive event. They did a great job. I think I heard on Friday morning, we got a little communique throughout the thing that there were two arrests, both for smoking pot in public.
Oh, almost a million people, almost 800,000 people in two arrests in Detroit.
Yeah, exactly. And like it was organized. The only grumbling that I heard, there was two. One was that the food vendors didn't get enough access to restock themselves fast enough because they had blocked off the roads where the trucks would go to bring in the extra food. And that happened on Thursday, and they fixed that for Friday. So good for them for being reactive on that. And the other one was, and this is a function, again, of talking to people who weren't from Michigan and weren't Lions fans, like, y'all really love your pot here.
It's legal.
Yeah, it is.
You just can't drive and smoke it.
And, nobody was driving down there because the roads were, but, like, you could not escape.
I've never stopped at a car wash or gas station and smelled pot in the car across the way when I'm downwind.
You could not escape the scent of like... As you know, I go to concerts a lot, like heavy metal concerts. You get that smell of like,
the contact buzz.
Yeah, sweat and
sweat
weed
and
stale beer. Like Detroit did smell like that, but I mean that's any.
Well, most Lions fans though, and I'm looking at, and it's weird you bring this up. I'm looking at a story. Most Lions fans over the last 20 years had medical licenses to smoke marijuana based on how the team was playing.
Well, they certainly earned that. That's for dang sure.
You're like, dude, yeah. we haven't won a game, dude. You got any more Twinkies? Dude.
Where's that Doritos?
It was just, it was
so awesome.
And how about the way it kicked off on Thursday with St. Brown getting the Jared Goff chant going?
That was right? That was outstanding.
And Jared fired up, let's go Detroit, right?
Yeah. And seeing Calvin Johnson up there and Barry Sanders both proudly representing the Detroit
Somebody
Lions.
Somebody told me, I won't identify him, said they're tired of seeing Barry Sanders at Lions events.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all you got to be negative on the Lions now? That's it?
Well, I mean, the professionally negative do have to find something to gripe about.
Yeah, well, because Lions, again...
They did a pretty good job.
Up until the Holmes era, and even at the start, people are wondering, what are you doing, Trey and Stafford? Oh, my God, Jared Goff. And think about this for Goff. And I heard in that NFL Network or wherever it was, pro football talk, he still is bitter. You can hear it in his voice about the way he was treated by the media in his first year or so.
Yeah.
You can hear
it. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You can hear that he despises. There are people in the media I know, and I don't have names. You can just hear it that he'll never forgive, whether it's writers, talk show guys, bloggers, whatever it is. And I think that has fueled him. And now when you hear the chants of Jared Goff everywhere, think about that turnaround, which really symbolizes the turnaround of the Lions.
Yeah.
It does.
It's crazy because, like... As I was talking about, walking in, people just spontaneously chanting Jared Goff and, crowd of 500 people, walking past Comerica Park down Woodward will be like, yeah, Jared, like it's infectious. It's like I don't know if you have you ever been in SEC country, but like when Auburn people, like they see each other, just go War Eagle, like that's their greeting. Like that's what the Jared Goff chant is becoming for Detroit. It's like that universal like badge of like, yeah, we belong.
They're doing it at Wing games.
Yeah.
They're doing it at Pistons games. And I don't know, those 12 fans made a lot of noise at Pistons games chanting. And the echo of the 12 fans at Little Caesars Arena was a beautiful thing. I'm going through the checklist this morning before we're going to jump on together. Jeff and Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, draft recaps for the Lions, rest of the league, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, Facebook, Twitter, online at Jeff, RISDON. Follow him on Twitter. It's a good follow. I'm trying to think negatives right now with the Lions. Anywhere, on the field, off the field, from the draft this past weekend, free agency, what they need. There's nothing, man. There is nothing. Yeah. You can sit here on the huge show across Michigan and try and find a negative with the Lions. They're going to pay Goff. They got Hooker as a backup. They
paid Panay like 10 right. minutes after we got done talking last week.
I know. And they paid. I thought they were going to pay Goff on Thursday before the draft to kind of wrap it all up. But they'll save that for another day, maybe around the schedule release, possibly, right?
That's coming in early June.
Which will move tickets. No, it's May. They move the schedule release to June now?
I don't even know. Again, I've been living in a hole. As you can see,
the change. I heard
the bags under my eyes have bags on
them. I'm over here, Rizzy. I heard a week from Thursday.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, all right.
June, I'm like, oh, my God, he knows something I don't know.
No, I don't. So I do know the rookie minicamp is in 2 weekends, so I'm...
Yeah, so the schedule release, I checked it this morning that they give a week to kind of recover from the draft, and then it's on NFL Network, I think, and then they'll start leaking 2 days before. Rod Wood did say he expected at least 6 national TV games.
Yes.
So you take Thanksgiving away, that's one. That's 5 other Thursday, Sunday, or Monday night games. I kind of feel I was looking at the home and away for the Lions. Is that I'm thinking is that Detroit-San Francisco game could be the first Sunday night one?
It could be. I'll give you another one, though. Detroit and Houston. The two teams that, like, rose up last year from, like...
Could be a first Monday night one.
That could be that's a very early Monday night game possibility.
I agree with that. Because I think Kansas City, I was looking, their initial game, you know, I'm really getting tired. You know, there's something about the Chiefs and this Taylor Swift connection and Kelce and... She's at the Mahomes Foundation, and God bless their charity work there in the Kansas City, Missouri, Kansas area. But I'm really growing tired of the Chiefs. Maybe because they won so much, and now you mix in Taylor Swift with Kelce.
Yeah,
it's bothering
me. It happens like in every sport, though. Are we sick of LeBron?
I tried to listen to some of her songs when I was driving to Cannes to the Under Armour All-American Next Camp with my son Ace. He had his earbuds in, so I said, you know, I'm going to listen to a few Taylor Swift. I don't get it. I'm not a young female or an old female who can't let go of her childhood.
Yeah, it's clearly not for me. It's not for my daughter. Thankfully, I'm very proud of her that she would rather listen.
Music? Your daughter's like freshman in high school.
Yeah, my daughter's a freshman in high school. She listens to I Prevail, Detroit band.
She's like in the metal?
Oh, absolutely.
Is that growing up, traveling to all the volleyball and basketball?
She is my concert buddy. We're looking forward
that
to
finding awesome. A seat to go. That is fantastic.
So in our car, I'm sure you have this in your car, the driver controls the radio.
Yeah, but now with the kids with the earbuds, they listen to their own stuff.
Well, we don't do that. We make everybody listen and suffer. So we don't like it when the wife drives. But
I tried to tell everybody no earbuds. All right, we're going on a road trip. You know how long that lasts? 1 mile marker.
Yeah, that's about right.
Because then they're complaining, and I'm like, you know, put your earbuds in.
Yeah, but she's a huge I Prevail fan. So shout out to Brian Burkheiser of the
Where's
band
that band here. Out of?
They're Detroit.
Oh, they are.
They are Detroit guys.
Oh, good. Yep. Awesome. I Prevail. Look for them on Apple, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. They're metal. Got some hip-hop influence to them.
That's awesome.
They're good, yeah.
Well done.
Great people. I've met the band a couple times. Brian Burkheiser, who is their clean singer, not the guy who growls. He and I have you know, gotten together a few times. And like his dad is a retired Detroit
City Lions
cop.
Fan?
Oh, huge.
So why haven't you done the interview or the podcast, Detroit Lions podcast, and put him on?
He's been on.
Yes.
He has been on.
There you go. Well,
he has been on.
Okay.
So
Well, looks like you haven't been in the bunker all week just doing that.
Exactly. He's a huge Detroit sports fan. All the guys are. Eric, the guy who does Scream. Dylan, their guitarist.
That's awesome, man.
They're good people, and they are massive Detroit fans. And I'm happy that she's leaning towards
that's
that.
That's fantastic. Because yeah.
She's not a football fan.
You're not a football fan?
No.
Well, so, probably because you're always talking football, too. That can be.
So, and I'll go back in time to when my kids were young, and I was watching games on TV. I'm like, I need you to chart where this guy lined up on this play. So, like, I need to know if he's playing safety or linebacker.
So, you have kids doing the charting.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because I'm focusing on, like, I want to see, like, what this particular position group is doing.
So
but I want you to mark, I want you to tell me who was here, because I want to study them, too.
So, were the kids' next meal based on if they helped you out? You
no
want
comment.
Lunch? You want dinner? You're going to chart the Texans, okay? You tell me where J.J. Watt's at on every snap.
We did a lot of that, believe it or not.
Yeah, you know, it's different now with like traveling down to Canton, Ohio, and Hall of Fame for that Under Armour Next camp. That when you travel, even I'll find this, that your kids have the earbuds. You'll talk for a while,
yeah.
But you realize it's a 5.5, you know, well, we were coming from Detroit on the front side. So it's three and a half hours.
Yeah.
You talk for about 30 minutes and there's like, okay, yeah. I love my kids.
Yeah. Northwest Ohio is a pretty boring drive.
Oh, my God.
There ain't nothing between Toledo and Sandusky.
Toledo and Sandusky. I feel like I'm in Nebraska.
Yeah.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Like, is that Lake Erie over there? What am I in? Oh, my God.
And that's home for me, and I find it rough.
I will say the NFL Hall of Fame, which you told me last week.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, like, they it's have worth the drive, isn't
they
it?
They have and I haven't been there for like 5 years, I think it is, or six. And the way they've turned that into a whole fan experience with shops and restaurants and fields and the way they redid the stadium. And it was,
that is definitely awesome. Any Lions fan can go down there and have a long weekend in the Akron Canton area and enjoy it.
Yes. Like,
there is stuff to do.
It really. And it's a Hall of Fame. It has everything in there with, yeah. You know, like when I went 5 years ago, it was flat out awesome. And football is king in the state.
Yeah, they do a ton of 7-on-7 tournaments down there, too.
Yeah, they have about 12 fields. They have the huge stadium where they do the NFL Hall of Fame game. Now yeah. They've built like a mall with shops and stores and, gosh, hotels in there. They had, you know, a few amusement park rides.
Yeah, it's so much better than, like,
really cool.
I grew up near that area, and I used to go to the Hall of Fame almost every year. And the fact that they've put hotels there and things to do around it used to be just like an exit. And, like, the only reason you would get off there would be to go to the Hall of Fame itself. And now there's other things that you can do around there. It's relatively inexpensive to stay there. Like, if you're a football fan, get down there one time.
There was a pool tournament in downtown Canton and all the hotels. You know, I roll in about 11 o'clock at night from Detroit when I left the Dorn Mayhew office. And I had to go to literally 10 hotels until... And one room left was a suite, and I said, I don't, she goes, it's expensive. I go, give it to me. And it was like $365, but we needed to, Ace had to be back at the Hall of Fame check-in at like 8 a.m., so I got it, and it was a good weekend.
That's awesome.
Love that drive once you get out of Cleveland, Akron area, and you have that drive along the 80-90 turnpike to Detroit, you know, take me to a mountain in Afghanistan and waterboard me. Okay, that would be more enjoyable. I you know, people don't hate Ohio just because of Ohio State. They hate Ohio for that drive from outside Toledo until you get you start to get to the metro area of Cleveland.
Yeah, like I'm from Lorain County, which is the county adjacent west of Cleveland.
Yeah, driving to there.
And that's where you start to like, okay, this doesn't suck anymore.
No.
But yeah, and then if you really want to get bad in Ohio, go west of Toledo on the turnpike.
No, don't worry. And what was pretty cool is along the way Friday night and the way back on Saturday, I listened to the entire draft. The Friday night wrap up with the third round, right?
Second and third round.
And then I listened rounds 4 through 7, heard the whole draft. So it was kind of cool. And that's why I didn't mind my son having his earbuds on and just, you know, really marveled at what the Lions did. And here's the one thing I'll say that we'll get into coming up in our next segment, Rizzy, that based on their draft, based on how their season finished, that the Lions knew the number one priority in this offseason was their defense. And that was flipping out two coaches. That was upgrading at every single position, really, outside of linebacker. And they hit that last year with Campbell in the draft. Massive, massive disappointment in their secondary based on what they acquired since they lost to the Niners and what they did in this draft. And at first, I'm like, oh, my God, they're taking another corner. What are they doing? No. Holmes has a plan.
That was one that nobody in the Lions media room figured out.
So I'm at that time, I think I'm sitting someplace eating, right? And I go, Rakestraw. And I'm like, I'm listening, and then we stop at the hotel, right? Because that's Friday night, correct?
Yes.
Rakestraw?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I go, why? You know, so we stop, we get a bite to eat, and I'm looking, and then all of a sudden I go, I got to check Davis's contract. And it's 1 year.
There you go.
Okay. And I started to think, just my own summation, that what they're hoping, because they put out a lot of money for St. Brown, Panay, they'll do it with Goff. They're going to have to take care of Decker, right?
Probably. Is
that if this works out as expected on how athletic Arnold and Rakestraw are, and they can get through 1 year of Davis, then they're going to roll into rookie contracts and they don't have to pay Davis big money. Am I far off on that?
Not at all. That's exactly what they're looking at. They have a mapped out situation. You know, we laughed at Atlanta coming into this segment. They didn't figure that out at all. Like, they are paying Kirk Cousins primary money, and then they draft a guy who, if everything works out with Kirk Cousins, doesn't play his first four seasons in the NFL.
But then his rookie contract's going to be done after five,
exactly.
Right?
And then you've got to pay him again, and he's never played. Like, that's an absurd draft pick by them, regardless of how you feel about
Michael
Bennett
Jr. Could they do something crazy? But the cap hit now, they couldn't get rid of Cousins because there'd be a massive cap hit, right?
It would be over $100 million this year.
That's what I'm saying.
I think it's ridiculous. These are problems that the Lions don't have anymore. They've cleared all that crap out.
When I saw Penix's name come up on Thursday at our 313 draft party with NFLPA certified agent David Gregory, Marty Boer, Michigan Sports Network at the Caucus Club, when his name came up, there was a throughout the Caucus Club. And I said, now, this is going to be a trade. They're going to trade Penix.
Right. Like what happens in the NBA. Like, they announce the pick. Like, he's drafted by the Pistons, and then they trade him to the Suns.
And all of a sudden, they're going to get to pick 14 or 13, and the Raiders are going to do this. And somehow they didn't want to do it. So whatever reasoning. And then when the first round ends and there's no trade, I'm like, what are they thinking? And you're Kirk Cousins. Yeah, you're getting paid.
They didn't tell him. That's the worst part.
But here's what it's going to create. Oh. Because you got old guard, new guard, and not a lot in between in the NFL. And Cousins now, in not quite RG3 where he was the second guy.
Yeah.
But the last, he didn't have anybody knocking on his door in Minnesota. And he played well. I get where some are saying, well, he needs to be a man. He's getting paid. This is a business. When you had Odunze from Washington, where you could have given him a stud wide receiver to even help your triple digit investment.
You just invested almost $200 million in Kirk Cousins.
And how much is guaranteed of it?
Like $120 million?
$120, I thought. Yeah. So you just did that investment and you don't throw him a stud offensive weapon?
Yeah. Contrast that with what the Bears did. Like, we're not going to like the Bears, but they got Caleb Williams, Romo Dunze. Like, good for them, man. That's how you build a team. Good for them.
Do they have more Keenan Allen and Odunze?
They still have DJ Moore.
Yeah. Where's Keenan Allen at now? Someone was saying that on radio. Did he sign with the Bears?
He did.
Oh, my God. I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
I didn't even know when someone they were talking during the draft.
He doesn't have a lot left, but what he's got, he will give them.
Yeah, but when the draft analysts were talking about it, maybe it was Tannenbaum or something from the Bristol Network, I'm like, I didn't. So they got DJ Moore, Keenan Allen, Odunze.
Yeah.
And Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
But those guys were saying, oh, we think they're ready to supplant the Lions.
Fast, my friend.
Come on. That's when I realized, okay, this drive back sucks. But from Ohio, Are you kidding me? Are you piling on the Lions that Caleb Williams, you believe now as a rookie, because now what they're thinking, oh, he can do what Stroud did last year, right?
He ain't CJ Stroud.
I think he's going to be a bust, and I'll stick with that.
Yeah, I'm not his biggest fan. I do understand why they did it, but I need to see it at the NFL level before I'm a believer in that. But they have done it right anyways. Good for them. You know, they got their first-round pick right last year, no pun intended, with Darnell Wright, who's going to be a pretty darn good right tackle.
How do you go wrong with Wright?
There you go.
Is that pretty good, Jeff?
I like it.
Okay. Well, Bears aren't supplanting the Lions.
Nobody's supplanting the Lions.
Caleb Williams will be a bust.
The Lions will win the division if they're healthy and they want to win the division.
I got Bears fans now who I know, like, dropping me DMs.
They're getting a little chesty, aren't they?
They are. They go, oh, how can you say it now with everything we picked up? And I think I told him, I go, you guys don't got Keenan Allen. He goes, you're the sports guy. Yes, we do.
Like, have you watched what the Lions have done this offseason?
What?
They're better too.
There's haters on the Lions winning now. We have gone full circle. We have that the Bears fans believe that Caleb Williams is their Patrick Mahomes / CJ Stroud.
Yeah. He might be. We got to see.
No. He puts nail polish on. You can't win with nail. Tell me one all-pro quarterback that's wore nail polish.
I'm dumbfounded, man. I don't know.
I that's what I'm saying.
I mean, Derek Carr with the guy liner, maybe, but
that's like Ray Bentley with the like he was in a. I think Ray was in a Super Bowl with all the he had the like kiss makeup. Remember?
Oh yes,
remember that
yes.
Ray Bentley out of West Michigan.
I do remember.
Yeah,
that.
He was tough. Played at CMU. He was good. I think he wanted to beat me up a couple times when he worked together across the street, but. I just kept my distance. I was good with that. Jeff Risden from LionsWire, DraftWire, part of the USA Today Network. We're going to go through all the Lions picks. Terrion Arnold, God, the way he talked to the crowd and said, this is home and I'm here to win a Super Bowl. And you could just smell leadership, couldn't you?
It was. And I went to his press conference real late. That press conference after the draft started at 1:10 a.m.
That's good. Did they have food for you guys?
Absolutely, they did.
They did, really?
Yeah, they did.
What kind of food? Like,
at that hour, we had carrots and apples and potato chips.
Oh, wow. Looks like they really broke the bank.
Yeah, I mean, I will give them credit. Always. I was down in the media room Thursday and Friday nights for the first three rounds.
Little Caesar's Pizza?
They did not have that, sadly enough.
What'd they have? Hot dogs? Don't tell me that.
No, they had we had like a Mexican bar the first night. Like,
really?
Build your own taco stuff. And what'd they have the second night? It was like... They had like noodles and like different things you could put on it. Yeah, it was pretty good
for the Lions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Terrion Arnold, the first pick, he got a B on the draft grade board for CBS.
Yeah. You know, I don't do draft grades, by the way. I know. That's out for
play.
Me.
I grade them after they play.
Yeah,
I don't mind that. So Arnold.
Got to grade my 2021.
And they traded up in what Holmes did tell you in that press conference. Guys they wanted weren't going to be there at 29. Right? That's basically what happened with the Lions, correct?
Exactly. They were very worried that Terrion Arnold would be gone before then. And
once Mitchell went, that's when they moved, right?
Yes. Right after it.
Yeah.
He went 22. Yeah.
So they, you know, when they went up and got him, I'm sitting there at our 313 draft party and I'm going, this is what I knew they would do. And it was another signal that I've told you on everything in this offseason, sits that gut punch. Out west in that loss to the Niners, that second half debacle, they have done nothing but improve defensively.
100%. They've gotten better. They have gotten better all over the defense. You're absolutely right on that.
What about Rakestraw when he went 61 in round two? We already talked about that. He could step in. Davis could be with you for 1 year. Davis is with a high-profile team. He'll be in high demand. And you know then with lower money because you're paying Goff and Sewell and St. Brown and Decker and who knows who else. You got Rakestraw and Arnold as your corners of the future, right?
They could both be starting in 2025. There's your starting outside cornerbacks right there.
Giovanni Manu out of British Columbia, 6'8", like 340, very athletic.
He's ridiculously
athletic.
Were
they showing his high school film when they were breaking it down?
That was his college film. It looks like he's playing against middle schoolers.
Oh, my God. It looked like Will Ferrell and Elf.
It really did.
On the photo when he's dunking on the other elves.
Yeah. I have not been able to watch his film yet other than the highlight clip that everybody's watched.
He's just
watched,
big and fast, right?
Yes. But they're... We'll talk about that after the break because there's a lot that went on with getting him, but he's a very interesting pick for sure.
Vaki out of Utah played safety, but he's drafted as a running back.
He will
kick returner, special teamers for the Lions.
He is your special teams guy. He might never play offense or defense for the Lions, but they could still make it worth it on special teams. He's that kind of guy.
Mekhi Wingo is undersized for a defensive lineman, but he goes hard all the time. He was given 18, which is a sign of
That's
respect.
Exactly right.
For LSU.
You got to earn that one.
Culture.
Yep.
He'll come in and play snaps on third down pass rush situations.
He is your replacement plan for Levi Onwuzurike and or John Kaminsky.
They're going to be releasing some of those dudes in June.
Both those guys are done after this year anyways, and I would not expect either of them back. And they could very well get rid of one or both of them this summer.
And here's an interesting pick with Christian Mahogany out of Boston College. 6'3", 332. And when I was listening, they said that, you know, they had third, fourth draft grades. Some of the insiders were saying about him. And the Lions got some offensive line depth late in the draft, right?
I love that guy. He was my draft crush this year. I would have taken him in the second round. I would have been perfectly happy with him taking him in the second.
So why'd he fall to sixth round?
He's not a superb athlete. Some of that is the fact that he tore his ACL and missed the 2022 season with an ACL. He only can play right guard. I don't think anybody really sees him as a left guard, but he is a power-oriented player. So, like, if you're running an outside zone scheme, the Lions run a gap power scheme. He's not going to fit. He's not just the way he plays. He's not going to fit in an outside zone or that type of requiring a lot of movement type of offensive blocking scheme. So that wipes out like 20 of the 32 teams right there. So, but man, he is a sledgehammer. He moves people. He will physically displace anybody in the run game.
I'm surprised he dropped that far.
I am too. And some of it, again, he's a little bit top heavy. He's not a guy that like, he's not going to get out and like find the linebacker at the second level. But he is going to allow the running back to get out into space very well. And he's also really, really good in pass protection. You try to bull him, nope. Just nope. Doors closed.
And I'm looking at all six of these guys. I kind of have the vibe that they're all going to make a practice roster or team roster, right?
Yeah. Manu's going to be an interesting decision on the roster because I talked to
But if you drafted him in the
Fourth round with a third round pick from next year, I'll just say this:
you can't cut him.
The CFL scout that I talked to that knew him pretty well was like, he's at least a year away from playing like in the CFL. So he's only played football for 2 years. He went from Tonga to British Columbia to play basketball. You're not going to want to take that charge from a 6'7", 350-pound dude. And he was good at basketball. Like there are highlight clips of him. He looks like a bigger version of Zion Williamson on the basketball court.
So it sounds like it's a project guy.
He's very much a project. I would not expect to see him in 2024 based on what I've talked to Canadian scouts who've actually seen him play.
So if they hide him on the practice squad, someone else can take him, though, right?
Right. So they'll probably have to burn a roster spot with him.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. I think all the guys, at least right now, looking will make it, and there'll be some transition with the Lions roster. Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, part of the USA Today Network. He's with us talking NFL draft, looking ahead to OTAs, rookie camp, training camp. Everything's flying by. Jeff, stick around.
Absolutely.
A lot to get to with the rest of the selections throughout the weekend in Detroit. It is a Motor City Monday presented by your Detroit Lions, and what a great show they put on. Tigers also were home this weekend at a Friday afternoon game, won another series. If you would like to get into the drawing to win Tigers tickets, just text Tigers to 21,000. We'll have weekly drawings through May. Just text Tigers to 21,000. And Marty Boer from the Michigan Sports Network sent me a great story from Martin in Midland. And he dropped Marty a note and he said, because Marty texts the winners, thanks again, Marty, for the Tigers tickets for yesterday's game. I took my youngest son. He had a blast. He also got a game-used baseball for his first ever Tigers game. And there's a picture of Martin's son with the baseball and the two of them taking a photo down the third baseline in Detroit. That's awesome. That's what it's all about. If you want to get in on the weekly Tigers ticket drawings through the end of May, you just have to text Tigers to 21,000 once. Just text Tigers to 21,000. And if you want to buy Tigers tickets for select games through May and save 15% on each ticket you buy, go to tigers.com/huge show. That's tigers.com/huge show.
From Detroit to Petoskey, this show is huge.
Imagine this, winning big at Soaring Eagle. The food district is now open. There's something for everyone, from Bubba Coo's burritos to Bonanno's New York Pizza Kitchen to Guy Fieri's chicken and Ike's Lovin' Sandwiches. Savor every delicious flavor at the all-new food district. Only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. Your getaway. Reimagine. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com for complete rules and details.
Huge here for the Michigan High School Athletic Association. You can stay up to date on the latest from Lansing 24/7 at MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. The latest news, press releases, and stories connected to every high school in the state of Michigan available for you 24/7 from the Michigan High School Athletic Association. Log on to MHSAA.com, at MHSAA on Twitter, and MHSAA on Facebook. And if you're looking for archived boys and girls high school sports, MHSAA.tv. That's MHSAA.tv. 24/7, everything you need to know about high school sports in Michigan. Log on to MHSAA.com.
We're teeing off our 10th year at the Meijer LPGA Classic for Simply Give. Get ready for the best tour yet to help neighbors in need while enjoying golf, food, and family fun. Join us June 13th through the 16th at Blythefield Country Club for fabulous food, Discoveryland for kids, and of course, elite women golfers from around the world competing to help feed our neighbors. Get your tickets now at MeijerLPGAClassic.com.
Van Andel Institute Purple Community is a grassroots fundraising network powered by the dedicated volunteers who support VAI's mission to improve human health now and in the future. When you raise funds through the Van Andel Institute Purple Community, 100% of the proceeds go directly to the Institute's research into diseases like cancer and Parkinson's, as well as VAI's science education programs. Learn how you can get involved at purplecommunity.org.
You're listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back on The Huge Show across Michigan. Superfly Hayes is our executive producer, recapping the Lions and NFL draft weekend, an amazing event in downtown Detroit. Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire, part of the USA Today Network, one of our Lions NFL insiders in studio. So beyond the draft now, once you get everybody signed, you get to rookie camp, you get to OTAs, a lot of people asking the question, will they add more to this roster and how will they do it?
Yeah, and they do have some money left after signing Panay and signing, you know, Amon-Ra, but it's somewhat limited. But again, this is now, so we haven't seen any free agents sign anywhere for a while, and that's because they want to pick their spots. Like, they didn't want to sign in Detroit, and all of a sudden, you know, if you're a free agent cornerback and you would have signed in Detroit in the last couple weeks, you're like, oh, well, they just drafted two dudes at my spot. Why am I here? So nobody was signing. So now you're going to see a lot of the remaining veteran free agents, guys like Justin Simmons, Quandre Diggs. They're all safeties, by the way, because the Lions still need safety help.
Could they add Diggs?
They could. I would prefer that they would. Look, I love Quandre Diggs. He's one of my favorite players, and I have a personal relationship with him. I'm worried that he's done, and that the injuries have bottled up. If you watched him last year in Seattle, you probably don't want that guy in Detroit on a championship-level team. But there are guys that are going to be out there that can help you. Backup offensive linemen are going to start making a run on things. It probably won't happen until after rookie minicamp, because I think they want to see, like, okay, like they just signed one of the undrafted rookies is from UCLA. He's a center. They also signed another one from Louisville, who's a center. Like, they're probably going to look at those
guys.
An
Illinois signee, Isaiah Williams.
That guy's got a real good shot. They paid him $204. They're paying him more than they're paying Christian Mahogany.
That's keeper money.
Absolutely. It would be
return guy.
It would be stunning if he wasn't.
With the new look, XFL kickoff, UFL rules, yeah. You think Williams was picked up undrafted? I can't believe he wasn't drafted when I look at his video.
He's very good. My Lions Wire colleague Russell Brown did a great breakdown of him. Check that out on Lions Wire. He's a very impressive candidate to play. Went to Illinois as a quarterback, and he wasn't good. And everybody got that in their mind. Oh, why are we going to worry about him? He switched positions and he found his way. So they do need a backup slot receiver. So I like his chances a lot.
All right, Jeff Risden, Lions Wire, Draft Wire. You just mentioned Russell Brown and the crew. You can follow all the stories connected to the Lions and the rest of the NFL Draft. Lions Wire, Draft Wire, part of the USA Today Network on all the social networks and also online. Now, if you have an NFL comment or question, you can join us at Huge Show on Twitter, The Huge Show on Facebook, and also opt in on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Just text HUGE to 21000. Text HUGE to 21000 and drop your Lions or NFL questions on the Roast Umber Coffee text chain. Now, if you miss any of our Huge Opinions interviews, hours, or full shows, our podcasts are free. And we are everywhere. Apple, Google, Spotify, iHeart, Podbean, and more. Just search The Huge Show where you download podcasts.
Everything huge, 24/7 at thehugeshow.net.
We played for the thrill, that rush you feel with the game on the line. I'm Herman Moore, Lions All-Pro wide receiver. Now, with Eagle Casino and Sports, the new sportsbook app from Soaring Eagle, anywhere I'm at, I'm still in the game.
Sign up now and get up to $1,000. That's right, up to $1,000 for a risk-free bet on your next favorite underdog, parlay, or prop.
Eagle Casino and Sports. Made in Michigan, made for Michigan.
Must be 21 or older and in Michigan to play.
Huge here for my good friends from Flying Ace Whiskey. Now, it's an American-made whiskey bottled right here in our great state of Michigan. And Flying Ace Whiskey has partnered with the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter to help Michigan children of men and women injured or killed in combat, and also the children of our first responders who are injured or die and making the ultimate sacrifice while serving and protecting. And there's a simple, easy way for you to donate with that money going to the Folds of Honor Michigan chapter. Look for the Flying Ace Whiskey bottle neckers on bottles all across the state of Michigan here over the next couple of weeks, and you can donate, and that money will go directly to the Folds of Honor Michigan program on behalf of Flying Ace Whiskey. And also, Flying Ace Whiskey has put up 4 scholarships for the children. Flying Ace Whiskey, an American-made whiskey, taking a lot of pride in America. Look for it in stores and pubs all across Michigan.
Listening to The Huge Show on the Michigan Sports Network.
We are back in the Huge Show across Michigan. Final segment this hour. A reminder, you can watch all the Tigers games all season long at All Brands Steakhouse and Grills. You'll find a Brands in Bay City, Brands in Caledonia, Brands in Holland, Johnny Brands in Granville, Brands in Wyoming at 44th and South Division, Brands in Cascade, and also Johnny Brands on Leonard in downtown GR right off of 131. For the brands close to you, go to brands.com.
Big, bad, huge.